This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. How did the JVs fare, Central Catholic Pine Ridge? We know last night, game heard on KDK Radio, Roman Thompson, 3 touchdowns. Central Catholic snaps a losing streak versus Pine Richland, 34-20. How'd the JVs do today?
Yeah, I think we beat them up a little more today. 46-6, I think the final was. We're so deep in on our team, JV, varsity. I think our JV could probably beat a lot of varsity teams between 1 and 3A. I'm just saying we're that deep and that talented.
Listen, I know Coach LaDon for many years always puts out a good product, whether there or Penn Hills, wherever he's been. He's won state titles. They got the talent, but this was your night. Tell me how good this young man is, Roman Thompson.
I mean, I told his mom, I said, he's just a freak. I mean, he can do whatever you need him to do on cue. I mean, it was kind of like Coach Lehmeyer said, Roman, get in there and run for a touchdown, and he did. I mean, they just put him in at will and need him to do, you know, what we need to do to win the game, and it was pretty evident last night. I mean, he's special, that's for sure.
Listen, I love Central Catholic so much. It's just like the Pitt Panthers. When they lose, the Steelers lose, it ruins my week. Tell Coach Lehmeyer, the AD, all the great folks at Central Catholic, quit scheduling these juggernauts to begin the season. It takes me a week to get over that, so I'm happy to be talking about a win on both sides of the line of scrimmage last night and today. So congratulations to Cello, and I'm sure he had a good game.
Yeah, I mean, Lehmeyer says it. He goes, bring me the best. I mean, we went up against St. Francis, LaSalle. You know, he doesn't shy away from it, and that's what I respect about him. You know, you always want to play the best. That's the measuring stick of your team. So bring them on.
Let's brag a little bit. Cello, our hero, had a pick and a couple of big hits, huh?
Yeah, he plays DB on JV and varsity, and he had a nice pick. He dove for it. I wasn't sure he came up with it, and the ref, you know, made the signal that he caught it, and it was a great interception, and then he had a couple big hits. He's always good for a few of those, so he loves playing football. He plays it the right way, plays a tough, old-school brand of football that I like.
All right, listen, so we got a Central Catholic young man producing the show, Alonzo Anderson. I got a Central Catholic news anchor and Rob Taylor. That is a special place, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just amazing. The campus, there's so much history there. Everything about Central, the whole allure, you know, you got Danny Marino and all these big names, the alumni that come out of there. It's just, it's a special place to send your son there. And if you have the means, I highly recommend it. It's a game changer for the path your son will take in life.
Well, listen, we have a lot to get to, and I want to get started by telling everybody Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE or 8733. Oak prune season. How to do it properly and when to do it. So to prune an oak tree, the best time, November to March, to prevent oak wilt disease, use the 3-cut method to remove branches, make an undercut, a second cut to remove the limb's weight, and a final cut just outside the branch collar. Only remove dead, broken, crossing, or structurally weak branches, and never remove more than a third of the tree's canopy in 1 year. Bottom line, Carlos, this is something you have to leave to the professionals, right?
100%. I've always said you can look at an oak tree wrong and kill it. That's how finicky they are. And, you know, we see a lot of oak trees that are trimmed improperly through the years, and it kind of diminishes the shelf life of the tree when it's not taken care of properly. And we take the time. Our guys are highly trained. We've been doing it a long time. There's people that trust us with their oaks, you know, every time the pruning season comes up for them. What you want to prune your oak anytime between like every five to seven years. So we have people that sign up, you know, after we're done, say, hey, we'll see you in 5 or 6 years, come back out. Because, you know, if you have a mature oak on your property, they're a beautiful tree, majestic oaks, right? And they offer a lot of shade, and the purpose it was planted on your property, you want to keep it healthy so the longevity of it remains that way and you can enjoy it as long as you can.
All right, so if you have any pruning questions, especially oak trees, give us a call. You know, my son Robbie, a homeowner now going into his second year, he's Troy's age, in his mid-20s. He's got these three beautiful oak trees, and I've told him about everything he needs to do, and I'm like, remember, Carlos Greater Pitt Tree Service. I'm telling you, it's been probably once every few weeks for the last few months. So, you know, we're heading into that time of year, because if you're fortunate enough to have three beautiful, lush oak trees as he has on his corner lot, you want to do everything humanly possible to hang on to those, correct?
Yes. I mean, a lot of times the maintenance pruning, the structural pruning that we do is beneficial. And then also through our plant healthcare division, that Troy Lampenfeld, he's our ISA certified arborist. He's just a rock star in his position. He has applications now that we can do for that tree, fertilizing it, decompacting the hard soil that gets around the trees. After years of compaction of it, we can come in with an air spade and blow all that compacted soil off the root system, and it gets more oxygen and allows a lot more rainwater to seep through where it's not struggling to seep through that hard ground. So there's so much we can do for those mature oaks on your property. We take a lot of pride in it. We're putting our signature on that tree. You know, my trucks are all wrapped bright green. There's nothing quick about pruning an oak tree. The neighbors are going to know who did it. We want the customer to sign back up with us. So, I mean, we really go over and above to make sure that this job's done right.
There's a little jump in your step today, Carlos. You like when that Central Catholic team wins, don't you?
I'm telling you, I'm still pumped from last night. I mean, I just love football. I'm a football junkie.
Well, listen, I'm at home listening to that game. I got like 2 hours sleep, and I've got to come back into Pittsburgh tonight. That game went really late last night.
Yeah, it was on TV, those TV timeouts. A lot of people were saying that, like, you know, geez, this game's going on. But I don't care. It could have went till 2 in the morning. It was just electric night. We had the band going. We have cheerleaders now at Central. We were like the Steelers, no cheerleaders. And I don't know who did it, but it was a good idea, because they had the student section was jumping. The band was pumping. The team was killing it. You know, the fans were into it. It was a great night.
Listen, forget that TV. KDKA, every Friday, we've got it for you. Everything, plus the best of the best. Everything that you need to know throughout the week, we've got you covered here on KDKA. All right, listen. Here's his number, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But if you have a pruning question, a tree-related question, anything on your mind, we've got Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Call us right now. Fill up these lines. We've got Paul in Lower Borough wants to talk pruning on the other side of the break. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, until 1 o'clock with your Pratt Pack, KDKA.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, oak tree pruning, things you need to know. If you have a pruning question or any tree-related question, doesn't have to be your oak trees, anything, call us, 866-391-1020. All right, here we go. Paul, Lower Borough, you're up first. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, great job, guys. Happy holiday to family KDKA. I'll just be a minute. I have 25 arborvitaes in a row. I planted them like 30 years ago. They're protruding now through my fence. When can I prune them or cut them back?
Yeah, that's a good question, Paul. The arborvitae, the pine trees, anything that stays green year-round is usually pretty resilient. And as far as the arborvitae, you know, they have such short branches, you're really just going to try to shear the tips off. You don't want to go too far into the branch towards the trunk, because then it kind of looks a little sticky, we call it.
Okay.
All in all, we're at that time of the year where I don't think we're going to have that that long, prolonged heat wave that we had July and August. There's a little more moisture in the air. It's getting down into the 40s at night. So I'd say you're pretty safe to start pruning those or trimming them up if you're ready.
Okay, just take them right to the fence then. Whatever protrudes.
Yeah, I would say just shear them up inside the fence line. And we do a lot of those jobs. We're very good at it. We want to end up with something aesthetically pleasing. We want to practice proper pruning techniques. And we want to achieve your objective. So sometimes there's a little concession in those three things, but we'll make sure you're happy or we won't leave your property until you are.
Okay. Thank you for your advice. God bless.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, Paul, appreciate the call. Anybody else wants to get in here, now's the time to call, 866-391-1020, or you can call them directly at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. So we always talk best time, November through March, but you're going to want to make that appointment, get in, because it's one of the busiest things that they do throughout the year. You don't want to get left out. So talk about why this is the best time to prune. And during the growing season, which is April through November, you don't want to do it then because oak wilt fungus is very active and pruning can actually attract the fungus and harm the tree. So very important timeline why we talk about November to March, right?
Yes. I mean, when you're making a cut, you're kind of wounding the tree more or less. So if you do it at the wrong time of the year, that's when it's susceptible to the beetles, get attracted to it. You know, once it gets so cold, you don't have to worry about that. They're no longer around for that part of the year. So that's when we get in there. The tree's dormant. It stopped its growth cycle. You're not interfering with that. There's enough moisture in the air to sustain the trimming that we're going to do on it. And you mentioned, you know, you never want to take off more than a third. I think ANSI pruning, proper pruning techniques now has brought it down to about 23% of material you can take off in one pruning off of the oak tree. So sometimes a customer might say, I want this big limb off and this limb over here, and we'll let them know, you know, we don't recommend doing more than that percentage that's, you know, keeps us in the proper pruning techniques and assures that the tree will respond well to it. You know, if they want to take more off, we kind of let them know and maybe sign a waiver that we're not responsible if it doesn't respond well. But we try to kind of talk them out of it and let's do this time around and we'll see you in 4 or 5 years and maybe take that next big limb off.
Here we go. Here's Ann in Pittsburgh wants to talk to Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Carlos. How are you?
I'm good, Ann. How about yourself?
I'm good. I have a Japanese blue hanging wisteria, and I need it trimmed. Does your company provide that service?
Yeah, we could do it for you since you asked nicely, for sure, Ann. You know, we're geared up more for like the large trimming on mature big trees and removals. But if you're in Pittsburgh, hey, I'm a Pittsburgh guy. I'm a city guy. So what part of Pittsburgh are you in?
Lincoln Place.
Oh, I love Lincoln Place. I grew up in Greenfield. We always had good battles with Lincoln Place. So I got a lot of good friends over there. And, yeah, give us a call. We'll send Troy out there. Again, he's our ISA certified arborist. You'll deal directly with him, and what you and him talk about will translate to when the crew comes out there and performs the work. So, yeah, give us a call. We'd love to come out for you.
May I have your number, please?
Yeah, it's 412-884-8733.
Okay. And should I call you this upcoming week?
Yeah, we're going to start back Tuesday. We're giving the crew a long, deserved holiday break. So you could call and leave the message so it's on the machine when we come in Tuesday. And Stephanie, she's our office manager, she'll get right back to you. Or you can wait and just call Tuesday, and she'll get you set up with an appointment with Troy to come out and look at it.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos. You guys have a good holiday weekend.
Yep, you too, Ann. We'll look forward to your call.
All right, lots of calls coming in, 866-391-1020. Keep them coming. Here is Karen in Bethel Park. Hey, Karen.
Hi, guys. I love your show. Carlos, I've got a question for you. I've got 3 stewardia that are my pride and joy. I planted them about 12 years ago. I also have them fenced around because we've got deer galore in Bethel Park. So I've never had them trimmed or pruned. So I've got branches basically coming from the earth all the way up. And they're losing. Obviously, they're not aesthetically pleasing. So I'm wondering, number one, should I just bite the bullet and take the fencing off around the bottom of it? And should I have you come over to prune them? Because they just look like giant overgrown hedges right now. And they're beautiful trees.
Yeah, that's a lot to take in. And yeah, a lot of people do put that fencing up. I mean, the deer population, it's just rampant in our area. We have an application through our plant healthcare division with Troy where he could come out and spray around items on your property that the deer are attracted to. So that might not be a bad route to go. And then, you know, when Troy's out there, he could kind of comment more on what to do to those trees. You know, he takes everything into consideration and comes up with a good plan of attack. And again, we want to meet your objective. We want to keep the trees healthy. So when Troy comes out, we kind of achieve all that, and you'll end up with a great product that you'll enjoy.
That's what I thought. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. I'll give you a call on Tuesday then. And again, thank you so very much for the show. It's very, very informative.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
866-391-1020. Lines available. Any tree-related question, but we're talking about pruning those oak trees. So you're removing dead, diseased, damaged, or broken branches. Why do you kind of focus in on those 3 things? Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, it's good to clear that out of there before it might attract carpenter ants or termites. Also, the oak trees kind of have a mechanism where they detach their dead a lot quicker than other trees. They almost prune themselves, but sometimes you got a dead branch over maybe your deck or your pool or your sun porch, and you know, you want us to go up and get it down safely before it detaches on its own. So it's good to get all that out of there. It's beneficial to the tree. A lot of times the oak trees, they get a lot of dead underneath, and that's normal. That's a lot of times lack of sunlight penetrating a thick upper canopy, so you get a lot of dead underneath. Now, if you're getting a lot of dead in the upper canopy, then there could be something going on with the tree. And again, that's when we get Troy out there and kind of figure out why the growth isn't reaching the canopy, the tops of the tree, because once that happens on an oak tree, it's not a good sign. There might be a few things, applications we have that we can do to reverse that, but definitely the dead you want to get out of the tree wherever it's at on the tree.
Listen, we're going to come back much more, but you're so much in love with this community, this city. You even help us with that big community thing that is King Football here with some of your wonderful and very generous advertising dollars. It really is about community, isn't it?
I love it. I mean, I can't get enough of it. I love being out there. KDKA, I mean, they've kind of made me a rock star. And, you know, my wife's like, all right, we get it already. But, no, it's been, I mean, I'm saying KDK is second to none. The bond that you guys have with Pittsburgh and that I've had with Pittsburgh growing up, I've always had a Pittsburgh address. I'm a city boy, and I love sponsoring Little League teams and programs. We have our ad in programs and church bulletins, and you know, you see us out at the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix in Schenley Park. We had a booth at Little Italy Days. We're over in Oakmont. Like, we put that money back into the community, and I think that's so important for any business. And that's just kind of how I was brought up in Greenfield and how I was raised by my mom. You know, give back. We do free jobs for the World War II veterans now, going on almost 10 years. I mean, we've done hundreds of thousands of dollars in tree work, no charge, for those guys that went out and fought for our country. And I mean, I'd give all the money back if I could. I'm about the relationship. Money's great, yeah, whatever. But if you're in business and you don't make your business about relationships, that's bad news.
All right, short break. We'll come back much more with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. If you want to jump in or you got a tree-related question, especially pruning those oak trees, call us now, 866-391-1020. A couple of lines available, or you can call them at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I'll tell you, we got two guys from Greenfield. Not only do we have Carlos, but Michael Bartley from Greenfield. Michael getting ready to celebrate later tonight his 45th year of, well, being a graduate of Central Catholic. So Central Catholic all the way around. You got Pitt Duquesne playing football at AccuSure. Michael Baraducci punted. Desmond Reed took it back 88 yards. The extra point is up and good. And Pitt out to an early first quarter lead of 7-0 over Duquesne. And their coach, Jerry Schmidt, tomorrow on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. There's nothing quite like Pittsburgh. Everybody knows each other, do they not, Carlos?
Yeah, and coach from Duquesne, his son went through Central Catholic. His son's a Central Catholic graduate. I watched him play. My son was a ball boy over there for 9 years, since he was 5, until he got there as a freshman. So seen a lot of people come in and out of there, and Coach Schmidt's great coach for Duquesne. And yeah, I mean, this is a great time of year for Pittsburgh. Football's back in. Steelers are going to start up. High school football. Pitt. I mean, that's kind of why I have a pep in my step too, man. I just love football, and it's here. You wait so long for it, and when it's gone, you miss it, and when it's here, you're ready for it.
Yeah, man, Rib Fest going on. You had, of course, Paul Skeens get the big win in Boston last night. The Savannah Bananas are packing PNC Park. Lots of good things happening in our city. Now, let's get back to oak tree pruning. If you have any questions, 866-391-1020, about anything in the way of your trees, you need to just give us a call. But what to prune is kind of what we're talking about, just to kind of explain to people, and they can kind of look for some of this and realize that maybe there's the reason that they need to call for 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Leave a message for Stephanie and set up an appointment. What about branches crossing, rubbing against each other, or growing inward? Why is this something to look for? Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, that's a good point. We do like to remove the conflicting and crossing branches. It just kind of opens up the interior of the tree a little better. It allows wind and sunlight to pass through it. It's just beneficial to the health of the tree to get in there and do that. And then, you know, as far as the oak trees, any limbs or branches that you see that grow parallel to the ground or in a draping, like drooping manner, where they kind of bend down towards the ground on the lower canopy, those are the ones we like to remove. That way, when the growth comes from the, you know, through the roots up through the trunk, if it doesn't have to support some of those larger lower limbs and branches, then you kind of assure that it'll travel up through the center in the top canopy of the tree and keep the health of the oak tree where you want it to be.
Well, here's the other thing. Somebody has some young oak trees saying, oh, they're years away from being pruned. Young trees, you got to establish a dominant central leader by removing competing central branches. So you still have to look at the young oak trees as well, do you not?
Yeah, I mean, the way you're rattling this stuff off, Rob, I might have to hire you and give you, and you always need another job. You don't do enough. Yeah, right. But yeah, that's a good point. We see a lot of the oaks that are maybe like 5 to 10 years old. There are some things that we can do to that to kind of get it where it ends up with a good shape. And that's what you're looking for on the oak tree. You're looking for that big spread on it to consume that airspace, give the house shade, give the home some privacy, big center corner tree on your property. So, you know, we come out there and assess everything, and Troy comes out and steers you in the right direction based on the health of the tree, soil, the way the sunlight hits it. There's so many things to take into consideration.
You got to tell them why, if you have them out there on a regular basis, meaning Greater Pitt Tree Service in Troy, you can really avoid some of these problems with your plant tree total health care. Tell them about that.
Yeah, you could sign up for a yearly maintenance package. It's very affordable. If you break it down into a weekly or monthly cost, it's maybe like getting a cup of coffee for the day. And there's so many things that could be on your property that you might not be aware of, maybe some insects or some blight that are attacking it. And Troy comes out there, he assesses the property, will sign you up for a weekly or monthly, or I'm sorry, yearly package, because there's certain things throughout the year that we can address on your property. So, and then once we get out there, we kind of let you know, maybe there's nothing that we can do on your property. We're not sure till we come out and look at it. And it's just beneficial to the health and growth of everything on your property. Keeps it healthy. You spend a lot of money to plant what's on your property, or a previous homeowner might have. So It just adds a lot of aesthetics and value to your home and your property.
All right. Again, if you have any tree-related questions, give us a call, especially oak pruning. Give us a call right now, 866-391-1020. The hour is getting away from us very quickly, just a segment and a half left, or you can call them directly at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Why do you never top or cut off the top of a tree? Go ahead.
Yeah, that was a really bad practice. It was called topping, and people were just lopping trees, big mature trees, in half, and it was very detrimental. It spawns a lot of weak unions and growth after the tree starts growing back from that. You can actually shock the tree where it won't grow back at all, depending on the species. And oak trees are one of those. You know, we get a lot of calls, hey, can you come out and top my oak tree? And you know, as much as I'd like to have the job, I can't really do that. It's not going to respond well. We could take, you know, some minor tops off an oak tree, but we kind of, you know, if there's an objective, maybe, you know, you put a pool in and it's not getting enough sunlight, you know, we can bring it down a little bit within the parameters of still practicing proper pruning techniques. But all in all, it's not a good idea to reduce the height of an oak tree.
All right. Again, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733, or you can call us at 866-391-1020. And this is what you talked about earlier, kind of prune at your own risk. You know when enough is enough, but why never remove more than one third? What does that do in the way of overstressing a tree?
Yeah, it causes a lot of epidural growth that causes, it shocks the tree and it stresses it. And to combat that, it comes back with all these branches going up the trunk and the lower limbs. And then it just, it's not beneficial to the tree. You know, the tree has to be able to sustain as much the material you're taking off of it, has to regenerate that. So you want to kind of keep it down to that proper percentage and not take too much off of the tree at one time, especially the oak trees. I mean, they're just very finicky. They pull their growth so slow. So if you're taking more off of the tree, that growth, that the water that's coming through the trunk of the tree and getting out there, because it comes so slow, it's not able to regenerate all that material that you took off it in that one pruning. So, yeah, keep it down to about 20 to 25% material taking off in one pruning.
So is Western Pennsylvania a good place for these trees? Because they do seem to thrive here.
I'm telling you, between all the sunlight and rain we get, you know, everything kind of grows. People say, I bought this tree because it said in the book it would only get two stories, and now it's 50, 60 feet in the air. And I say, yeah, it's just we have good soil generally around our area in Western PA. We have very seasonal weather. You know, it's not hot year-round. We get a lot of rain. We get a lot of sunlight, and that's what you need for anything to grow on your property.
So let me ask you this, and we got to come back and wrap up the hour, and I've got some thoughts about why you guys have the proper tools and what you use these tools for. So you want to make an appointment. You want to get in the queue when it comes to oak tree pruning, call 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. And if you have any tree-related question, but in particular oak tree questions, on the other side of the break, we have one more segment and we have available lines across the board. So if you want to get in here, get some advice from Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 866-391-1020. I've often wondered, is there a perfect height when it comes to a tree, that if you can keep it once it gets there to that height, you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck and the most value of it? Do certain trees have a certain height that works for them?
Yeah, it can be. It's kind of case by case. And we do have another application with our plant healthcare division. It's called a growth retardant. So if you think that tree's growing too fast and you want it to slow down, we can have Troy come out and apply that to the tree. It's not harmful to the tree. It just kind of slows down that growth where maybe you didn't want that tree above your gutters, where your gutters are going to get clogged up, or you don't want it higher than higher than the house for aesthetic reasons. So, you know, you want to get us out there and we could kind of recommend what to do to the tree based on what species it is and where it's at in its lifespan. So, yeah, there are things that we can do to slow it down so it doesn't get too tall, because once a tree gets up in that high winds, then that's when they're susceptible to losing their tops or breaking a large limb or top off and maybe hitting your house. So there's a lot involved in it, and that's why you call us and we get Troy out there and instruct you accordingly.
All right, we're going to come back one more segment with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Again, their number 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Any tree related questions are welcome. Been a great hour. We'd like to finish strong. Give us a call, 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Michael Bartley coming up a little bit later on today, but it's your Prat Pack with Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, for the next few minutes here before we wrap up today's show. If you have any questions, 866-391-1020, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Just to kind of throw out, we're talking oak tree pruning, some of the tools, obviously, for small branches, hand pruners, larger branches, a handsaw, if appropriate, but you got to consult a certified arborist for branches that are too large or too high to reach. Just that stuff alone would make me want to call Greater Pitt Tree Service. Elaborate why all those are the tools of the trade, but safety is the most important. And let's be honest, unless you do this as a professional on a regular basis, it's just too risky. You need to call Greater Pitt Tree Service. That's my humble opinion. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, we come out there on your property. We see where the tree's at on the property and figure out, are we going to climb it? Can we get maybe our tracked aerial lift on your property? And if we bring equipment into your yard, we put down what are called so we don't make a big part of trim your trees and trash your yard. So any equipment we bring in the property, we put the mats down. And we have bucket trucks. We sometimes come out with our crane. We have so many pieces of equipment that kind of dictate how we're going to approach the tree. And 100%, our first thing that we take into consideration is the safety of our crew. So we assess the health of the tree. We won't put a climber in a declining or unhealthy tree. And then once we're up in there cutting, another thing, so many things involved. Cuts are on proper angles, how you take a larger branch off with how you mentioned the three cut system so you don't peel that bark off the limb and it runs down the trunk. So just a lot involved, taking off the dead, getting in there, thinning out the canopy, the center canopy, so we can get that sunlight and wind passing through the tree. And we're going to end up with, you're going to love your oak tree when we're done with it. I guarantee that. I mean, sometimes the trees, to me, I say, oh, they look a little sad or depressed. And when we're done, that tree, it just takes on a whole new appearance on your property, and you're going to love it. And we're going to make sure that we don't leave your property until you're 100% satisfied. We do take a 20% deposit, but that buys you a day on our calendar where we're coming. We're not one of those contractors where, hey, it's, you know, December, where you at? Hey, it's January, remember me. Your deposit buys you a date on our calendar, and we're coming. And then the balance isn't paid until you're 100% happy. So we try to do everything right from start to finish.
All right, here's the other thing that I know a lot of people who do prune, but I've never heard of this. I've never seen anybody do it, but the professionals at Greater Pitt do it, Tree Service. You got to seal all the pruning cuts on oak trees with a pruning sealer or wound dressing to prevent disease, right?
Yeah, that's certain times of year. I mean, you can err on the side of caution and do it year-round, but once the beetles that are attracted to those open wounds are no longer, because it gets too cold out, they're no longer around, so you really don't have to do that. Some people request it, and we'll do it where needed, or if it's something that the homeowner, you know, has done before and wants it done again, we can do that for sure. It's just a matter of, you know, it's a spray can that we have, the climber has on them, and he just kind of sprays that little cut that where we made that cut, so it seals it.
All right, good stuff. So basically, it is up to you, the customer. Customer is always right. Look, the millions of dollars worth of equipment, these incredible people that work for you that are professionals, Troy Lampenfeld, certified arborist, all the things that you've created, people need to understand you are big, but you're still hometown, correct?
Yeah, we're a big, small business, and that's what I kind of say when people ask, hey, how big's your company? And the name of it might sound bigger than it is, and it was a great name that I picked in 1992 because we've always been able to grow into that name. But really, you know, I'm still owner-operated. I have salesmen now that go out and sell the majority of the jobs, but after they sell them, I show up on your property. I determine what crew, what equipment's going out there, you know, if it's something that I need to stay on site, if it's involved, I'm out there. We brought a big 200-ton crane in the other day into Wilkins Township for a massive oak tree that split during one of those big storms we had, and that was a job site that I was on all day, and just a lot of moving parts, and my crew appreciates it when I'm out there. I like being out there. I'm a worker. You know, that's how I started this company. I went out for years and years and years and worked 5, 6, 7 days a week till it got dark out. I did what I had to do to build the business, but I'm still very much involved in it. I take a lot of pride in it. You know, again, the way I was brought up, I'm very competitive. So guess what? If you have a tree company, I want to be better than you. So it's kind of grew my business with that kind of approach that I've taken with it.
Yeah, that's who you are. That's what being from Greenfield is all about. And that's a good thing. And when you're able to get up every day and love what you do as you do, that's half the work. And that's why I think you're so successful. Now, let me just say one other thing. So you have a little small stump or something you want to remove. Recently ran into a situation. Somebody had a very small from an evergreen that was left behind. Thought, hey, I'll just get a couple of shovels and pick and get it out of there. But little did they know, the roots had grown underneath the garage and they found themselves in a bit of a conundrum. So the littlest job sometimes can be the biggest job. So if you have something, before you start digging and prying and poking, at least get an estimate. See what you guys can do, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, well, it's just this small stump and, you know, well, why does it cost this much? And, you know, the stump grinder we have is a $70,000 machine, and then it's on a truck that's probably at least $100,000, and then we send an employee out there. So there's a cost associated with doing that work on your property. But, you know, our prices are competitive. We've been in business a long time. We're looking for that educated consumer that wants the job done right, because everybody knows, everybody's old enough to know, you get what you pay for. So if you're looking for a cheap price, you're going to get cheap work. The only thing I could tell you with our price, it's done right. You're going to be 100% happy, or we won't collect payment until you are.
I don't think people understand you truly put your whole life into this. This is not an 8-hour a day job. You're not basically putting 40 hours in and calling it a day. There is a science behind what you do. We'll close on that note, Carlos. Go ahead.
Yeah, I love what I do. And, you know, any small business owner, no matter what industry it is, you're working 24/7. You're always doing something that has to do with your company or your business. You're passing out a business card at the gas station. You know, the truck I drive is wrapped. It has the name on it. People see it. I'm answering calls after hours, replying to emails, getting the, you know, the next week ready over the weekend. And I just love it. I mean, I just picked something that I loved. I was actually going to Duquesne University. I wanted to be a lawyer. And I started working for a small tree company in my neighborhood. And I really liked it. And I dropped out of college and started my tree business. And the rest is history.
Job well done. Carlos, until we do it again, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thanks for all of your labor to you and your workers. You do make a difference, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob. And you take a few days off yourself.
It would be nice. All right, my man. Stay with us. The news coming up next.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.